And now we go to our in-house, snowmobile, boat, marine expert. His name is Steve Tate, operations manager with Gordon Bay Marine on Lake Joseph, Muskoka, and MacTier area. Morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Like, this is your time of year, isn't it? You just, like, vibrate. You just light up, hey, when the prospect of snowmobiling is on the horizon.
Oh, I totally do. Yeah, actually, we were even talking about riding to work the other day. It was, can't wait.
Riding to work in a snowmobile. It doesn't get any better than that.
No, there's a good 3-week period where I can literally do it every single day. And, there's nothing better than commuting home on your snowmobile.
Hey, we haven't talked to you since the early spring season. A bit of a follow-up on last spring's flooding and all the havoc that it caused in Muskoka. Did it finally everything get settled down and sort of forgotten?
Yeah, I mean, definitely I wouldn't say forgotten, but everything has been settled down and the water levels went back to normal. I would say everything's in a pretty good position right now for winter to come and everything to freeze up. You know, the lakes are just slightly low, so it's good.
Okay, and is this, am I correct in saying, although I have a feeling I'm not correct with this, because your businesses now are go year-round. I mean, there is no real bad time to go buy a boat or bad time to go buy a snowmobile, because I was going to ask you, is this the time of year you clear out all the outboard motors and boat inventory?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. Now is, you know, theoretically the best time to buy anything that's in stock, for sure.
Okay. When do the ATVs kick in?
ATVs are on sale right now as well. ATVs, we as the dealers support sales throughout the year at different times, but the manufacturers will traditionally support a sale in the spring and the fall. So now's a great time for side-by-side ATV. And in a month or so, I imagine the wheel program will get even more aggressive. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Explain to folks when, because we use that term quite a bit here on the program, and maybe people don't quite get it, the difference between, talk to me about a side-by-side versus a conventional, and I know Nick
was like just about to ask.
Exactly. So talk to us about what the differences are in those two vehicles.
So, side-by-sides are, for lack of a better word, small Jeeps. You're sitting, beside each other like you do in a regular vehicle, a car or a truck. And they're just really enjoyable, comfortable vehicles to drive throughout the bush. One thing we see huge use for them is with hunting, because it allows the hunter to carry the gear with them as opposed to having to actually strap it on their back or just drop it off, the side of a rack. They have big storage areas on side by side, so you can bring everything with you. And sometimes, depending on your victory, you can actually put the victory back in the box and bring it back with you as opposed to dragging it. So, They really are a very practical thing. The fundamental difference, I always say, is you drive one, you ride the other.
And are there certain restrictions with one versus another for getting into the Outback?
Not really. I mean, there was a little bit of apprehension in the beginning, I would say, like almost a decade ago with side-by-sides, but now everything is pretty just go.
Same requirements in terms of safety issues?
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay, so it's just a matter of preference. Just a matter of preference. And I'm assuming that one is also a little bit wider and heavier and
faster?
Well, I'm sure faster. Well, tell us. Are
they faster? I would say they're all pretty even that way. I mean, I would say if you had to really average it out, an ATV might be actually faster, because the side-by-side and the ATV are using the same power plants, using powertrain. The one vehicle is just simply that much bigger, so your gear ratios are going to be a little bit lower, and therefore it's going to go a little bit slower. So,
okay.
But, they all, how do I say this? All these side-by-sides and ATVs go over 100 kilometers an hour, which nobody really ever needs to do on one of those vehicles. You're looking for the low-end grunt, so they all do it very well.
Yeah, my cousin has a side-by-side, and we go up and go into trails all the time in the Kawarthas, and it's so much fun.
Oh, they're cool. Oh. They're a blast.
Especially when you're just sitting there on the pasture side, just looking at everything, and the other guy's just driving.
Yeah, they're a blast.
Absolutely, and at this time of year, I mean, being a passenger is almost better than a driver. We've had the leaves change already, and it is just beautiful.
Yeah.
How about snowmobiles? When will they be coming?
We have had truckloads arrive already, so it's very exciting. Oh. They're in the showroom. We get to look at them every day, and that's kind of why the conversation of riding to work came up the other day.
So somebody told me that was talking about getting a new snowmobile this year. They said, "Yeah, I'd never buy this time of year." I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to wait till they go down on sale and the dealers get desperate and they have to get rid of them. That's when I'm going to buy. So you, I think things have changed quite a bit. I don't think that's the case anymore.
No.
In fact, I know some dealers, I know you're certainly in this position. Sometimes early in the year is the best time to get what you want, as opposed to having to buy what's left, right?
Totally. And I mean, you know, there is sales on snowmobiles, but a lot of time I say to people, you're talking maybe $1,000. So, you know, $1,000 is a lot of money, but at the same time, it would cost more than that to rent one for a day. So even if you get one extra day of riding out it over a weekend, or you get to pick exactly what you want for that little bit of money, I think it's worth it.
Steve, real quick, tell us how long it would take somebody to buy a snowmobile. In other words, from start to finish, and what are the requirements aside from the money? Let's put the money aside.
Aside from the money, you know, it depends on the dealer, but you know, we consider ourselves a destination dealer, meaning we sell snowmobiles throughout the season, not just before and after. So theoretically, I mean, you ride into Gordon Bay, we'll have you out in basically a couple hours.
Wow. Perfect.
Yeah, we refer to them as pizzas sometimes. You know, we're trying to be, you know, 40 minutes or it's free type thing.
yeah, exactly. No, but that's what I like. You know, if I'm going to buy something, I'm not one for haggling on price and all that stuff. I just want to buy what I want, and I want it now. You know, that's not too much, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
It's not too much to ask for. But it's nice to know that we can go get up to Gordon Bay Marine and do exactly that. I'm sure all of this stuff is available on information is available on the GordonBay.com site.
For sure it is.
Perfect. And they can look you up when they drop in.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Always a pleasure. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for the time, Angelo. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, buddy. Stephen Tate, Operations Manager with Gordon Bay Marine, Lake Joseph, Muskoka, and MacTier, serving all of that area, the Muskoka, as they call them, even though that is grammatically, apparently, there is no such thing as the Muskokas. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's Muskoka.
Yeah, it's Muskoka. Anyways, check them out, GordonBay.com. More journal after this, so there you go away.